Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about what it really takes to build AI agents that actually work, not just in a flashy demo, but in the real world.
I'm excited to discuss this. The hype around AI agents is everywhere, but this feels like a dose of reality. So, what's the central argument here?
The core idea is that the old 80-20 rule is flipped on its head. You can get an AI agent to work 80% of the time with just 20% of the effort. That's the easy part, the demo part. But getting from there to 99.9% reliability, that takes 100 times more work.
100 times. So that last little bit of reliability is where the real engineering challenge lies. It's not just about writing a clever prompt anymore.
Exactly. The author argues that engineering knowledge matters more than ever. We're talking about handling edge cases, debugging incredibly complex systems, and building robust error handling. This is the deep, painstaking work that creates a real competitive advantage.
That makes sense. I see the parallel to Andrei Karpathy's work at Tesla. A self-driving car that works 90% of the time is, well, it's terrifying. A demo. Not something you trust with your life.
Precisely. And that's the ascent AI agents are just beginning now. The author introduces this fantastic metric called 99% step length. It asks, how many actions in a row can your agent complete, maintaining 99% reliability at each step before a human has to intervene?
Oh, I like that framing. It's not about isolated tasks, but about chaining them together into a real workflow. That's where the value is, right? Shifting from a simple productivity tool to replacing an entire process.
You got it. And the math behind this is just brutal. It's all about compounding errors. Let's say your agent is 90% accurate at each step. After just 10 steps, the chance of the whole task succeeding is only 35%.
Wait, what? Only 35%? So it fails more often than it succeeds? That's basically useless for any serious business process.
Right. But push that per-step accuracy to 99%, and the same 10-step task succeeds 90% of the time. Now we're talking. But even that isn't enough for long workflows. 100 steps at 99% reliability, you're back down to a 37% success rate.
Wow. So you absolutely need those extra nines. To get a 100-step workflow to succeed 90% of the time, you need 99.9% reliability at every single step. The difference is staggering.
It's hyperbolic. The article mentions a study on the illusion of diminishing returns. A model that improves from 99 to 99.5% accuracy might look like a tiny gain on a leaderboard. But in a real-world, multi-step task, that tiny improvement could literally double the number of steps the agent can handle before failing.
So every single nine matters. It's a completely different way of thinking about model performance. So how are founders actually doing this? Who is solving this problem in the wild?
Great question. The author dives into a case study of a portfolio company called Maximor. They're building AI agents for finance and accounting. A field where, you know, mistakes are extremely costly.
You can't have an accounting agent that's mostly right. You'd get fired. So what's their secret sauce?
Well, it's not one thing. It's four key strategies. First, they use a system of specialized agents, not one giant mega model. There's an agent for invoice coding, another for reconciliations, and so on, just like a human finance team.
I'll see. So if one agent gets stuck, it doesn't just guess. It can escalate the problem to another, more specialized agent, or even a human expert. That's smart.
Second, they optimize for both the process and the outcome. They have this trust engine that forces the AI agents to show their work, step by step. This makes errors totally transparent and debuggable. It's not a black box.
That's crucial for something like accounting. An auditor needs to see the trail of how you got to a number, not just the final result.
The third strategy is really interesting, and maybe a bit controversial. They use forward-deployed engineers. They literally embed their own engineers and accountants directly with a client's team to uncover all the hidden rules and corner cases.
Hold on. That doesn't sound very scalable. Isn't the whole point of software as a service to be low touch and plug and play? This sounds incredibly hands-on and expensive.
I see your point, and it absolutely is. But that's their moat. They argue it's what's necessary to achieve audit-ready reliability. A generic model like ChatGPT can't just come in and do this, because it requires deep relationship building and domain expertise that you only get by being on the ground.
Got it. So they're trading scalability for an impenetrable level of reliability and trust. That makes sense for high-stakes enterprise clients. So what's the fourth piece?
It's all about the user interface and building trust. They don't use a simple chat interface. Accountants live in Excel. So Maximor integrates directly into the tools and workflows they already use. It feels familiar.
They're meeting the users where they are, rather than forcing a new behavior. That's huge for adoption.
And the UI is designed to make the human the final backstop. The agent says, here's what I did, here's my reasoning, does this look right to you? It builds confidence over time because the user always knows why the agent did what it did.
So in the end, it really comes back to engineering. All these strategies, multi-agent systems, process verification, hands-on implementation, trust-building UIs, are fundamentally engineering problems.
That is the main takeaway. We're not in the decade of agents. We're in the decade of agent engineering. The value isn't in the LLMs, which are becoming commodities. The enduring value, the real moat, is in the unglamorous, difficult systems work required to chase those extra nines of reliability.
Incredible. So the winners won't be the ones with the flashiest demos, but the ones who can make their agents work reliably, step after step after step. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
You've nailed it. It's a whole new paradigm for building AI. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.